The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian dating has people just mind-boggled. Like, how can one of the most beautiful women in the world, and I don't care if she's been, you know, plastic surgery or whatever, I could have all that surgery and not look like Kim Kardashian. She started out a beautiful woman. She's still a beautiful woman. Pete Davidson, I think he's cute. I didn't know he was 6'3". He's got the height.
That was a long way to call a man ugly.
I don't think he's ugly. I don't understand why people think Pete Davidson is ugly. He's a cute guy.
He's an odd-looking slender fella.
He's very tall and lanky. He kind of looks like, have you seen the movie, I think it's Slenderman? Monsters, Inc.? No, Monsters, Inc.? Remember Randall?
Oh.
He kind of got that Randall body. A little bit, you know?
Can you insult this man anymore? Like, he's kind of cute, and now he looks
Randall's kind of cute.
Randall is a reptile.
But then you measure in his level of wit and humor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say measure something else. According to Ariana Grande, there's a lot to be measured in there. Kim ain't messing around with this man because he's stupid. She's not messing around with him for any other reason than the fact he's probably very smart. He's incredibly funny, charming. He's good to his mother. Like, why wouldn't she date Pete Davidson? Like, Kanye is so fly and hot or something. Kanye is not a handsome man,
If we're going to... I feel weird talking about another man's relationship.
Yeah, it's like...
But I think if you're going to look at it, I think Kim is just looking for a fun time, and Pete's that fun time. So.
Well, have you ever dated... This is so ugly to say. Have you ever dated up? Somebody who might be hotter? Oh, automatic? I think you're so handsome. I hate it when you say so.
You obviously think that, but like the world doesn't. But I married up. I feel like I've dated up my entire life. Every girl that I've ever been with, because I've always, like pretty girls, I've always...
Oh my gosh.
You don't think you've dated up? You don't think you're dating up right now?
You're crazy for what you just said to your wife. The world doesn't think so, but...
I know. You're very hot. Like, we got a woman who called here the other day, and she was like practically begging you to go out with her, saying that I was lucky.
I think everybody would think to imagine that we've all dated up, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is sometimes you date down. And I've dated down before.
I'd be disappointed in myself if I dated down.
You think every single chick you've bagged is just...
Bagged is different. No, but I'm talking about actually like...
There's a difference between bagged and dating?
Oh, yeah, of course. I bagged some really ugly girls.
Dating, if we're talking on a scale of like 1 to 10, right? Dating an 8 and above is just way too much work. If you could date like a solid 6.5 or a 7 with some humor and who accepts your habits, then that's cool right there. So like, I'm not afraid of dating.
This might be the most intelligent thing Anthony's ever said.
It's automatic. Dating a hot woman or dating up, as
it's
you
a
say,
lot more work than
so
people think.
So much work. Where like for
people, okay, tell me about the hottest girl you ever dated. What happened in that scenario?
I wasn't tall enough for her.
You're a pretty tall
guy. The basketball player?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
She left you for a basketball player?
No, I don't know who. She left me for a singer.
Okay.
Really. Yeah, dude. She was
a tall singer?
She was living in Tyrese's beach house. For real.
Oh, she was really
hot.
That's
a real story. Yeah.
All right, tell me about the hottest chick you've ever dated.
I'm looking at her.
Before me.
I want to go back to what Anthony said. So
he's like, I ain't talking about that. You put me in that. We're not getting into that fight later.
I think that it's hard to, you know, hard to admit that you are of a certain caliber, but I think I've always shot for
Shoot for the moon, baby.
Shoot for the moon, and if you don't land, it's okay. Keep shooting.
And look at Pete Davidson. Now he's in matchy PJs with Kim Kardashian, Flava Flav, and Kris Jenner. Why, we don't know. I think that if you are smart, if you are funny, if you respect a woman and you speak to her in the right way and you stimulate her mind, you can have any woman. Because it's more than just what we're talking about, what Ariana Grande said. Pete Davidson seems like a good person. And I'm not so sure that Kim Kardashian has had that for a long time. You stimulate this right here, her mente?
It's not even, stimulating her mind. He's just funny. And when you can make a girl laugh, it doesn't matter what you look like.
It's stimulating her mind. That's what I'm saying. And he wrote all those great jokes from SNL for her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez is out of the studio, so it's time to get a little naughty. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes, One Studio. And today, we have a surprise bro joining us, DJ Automatic. We have, quite arguably, maybe one of the most legendary bros of all time, coming to the show live on his bucket list tour, hitting Phoenix, Arizona, this Tuesday night. Give it up for the homie, Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
Steve-O, something about us three, we all attended the University of New Mexico.
Wow, that's cool, man. Yeah, I love us.
I got one question I really wanted to get off is, what's something that
college taught you? I know you graduated from the famous clown college, but something that the university taught you, even though you didn't graduate, what's something that you were able to pull away from college?
Overall, in general, I'd say that the most important thing I learned about college is that if you want to graduate, the most important thing is attendance. If you go to every single class, then you know when to do the minimum amount of work.
Yeah.
But if you don't even show up to class, you're screwed, you know? So that's my wisdom from college. That's
like a true scholar, like a true scholar.
Yeah. Steve, with your style of comedy, you know, you've done some pretty outrageous things, but your career has lasted for over like 2 decades. What is it that gives you the ability to kind of navigate through cancel culture while still doing outrageous skits and stunts and the type of humor that you do?
When it comes to my comedy, I'm the butt of my own jokes, you know, like I don't really target anybody. I don't like to make other people feel bad. And then another thing that's pretty helpful is that I've been clean and sober for 13 years. And, you know, I'm pretty mindful about kind of not doing harm to people, you know. So I'm not going to say I'm exempt from anything because I've certainly got a check and pass. But I like to consider myself a pretty good guy.
Another thing that's kind of going big right now, too, are these big celebrity boxing matches. Steve-O, would you ever be interested in doing a celebrity boxing match, and like with who or what?
The very same week that Justin Bieber tweeted at Tom Cruise trying to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the UFC Octagon, I jumped in my van and hauled out to Las Vegas to get Dana White just on the spot and say, Dana, I think Tom Cruise is afraid of Justin Bieber, but I am not. And I want you to make this fight. And it's exciting because I know Justin Bieber can throw a punch, and I know I can take a punch.
Let's do this.
I would pay good money to see that.
Yo, Steve-O, Justin Bieber, yes.
Yes.
I'm getting to an age where I definitely shouldn't be fighting. I try not to accumulate more concussions.
I was going to say, and at this point, you definitely don't want to be the guy that lost to Justin Bieber.
That's what Knoxville said. He said, that sounds like a really lose-lose situation. If you win, you beat up Justin Bieber. If you lose, you got beat up by Justin Bieber. There's really no upside.
No, there's no upside to that one.